Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, the Queensland Legislative Assembly will meet in Cairns for the sixth regional sitting of the Queensland Parliament on Tuesday 9th to Thursday 11th of May this year. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now. Speaker of the Legislative Assembly, the Honourable Curtis Pitt on the line. Curtis, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So if you can't go to the mountain, bring the mountain to you. So we've got the Queensland Legislative Assembly happening in Cairns. Tell us about it, please.
Well, we started doing regional sittings of the Queensland Parliament back in 2002, the first one held in Townsville. Mm-hmm. And then essentially once every term, the government works with the Parliament to endeavour to take the Parliament to the people. And so we've had them previously in Rockhampton, Mackay, Townsville, as I said, and Kansas also previously hosted it back in 2008. So from my perspective, I'm really pleased to be having it in Cairns, clearly, because it's hometown.
Yes.
But also being the Speaker and presiding over the Parliament in your own hometown at the Cairns Convention Centre, which is a project that I helped fund when I was Treasurer. There's a whole lot of things that all come together at once. I'm sort of pretty satisfied with that.
All working around your portfolio, I would think. Look, the beautiful thing about it is having it and, like, constituents can attend the Convention Centre to watch Parliament in process. There's no input from the constituents, is there?
No, look, it's the standing orders and rules of Parliament will still apply. It's essentially exactly the same sort of a sitting that we would have at Parliament House. We'll be making real laws, having real debates, and doing all of those things. But people can come and observe the Parliament. But it's also, it's free to attend. Everyone's welcome. And residents and visitors alike are invited to come along to the public gallery to watch Parliament, to be there during question time, which is usually the most robust period of the sitting week.
Mm.
Generally just to see how our parliamentary democracy works.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, with that, to see how it works and talking about education and looking at the platform, the vehicle as such, there's an opportunity for Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so look, I'll be holding two youth parliaments, one on Monday, which is a general one, and then a Junior Youth Indigenous Parliament on Friday, the 12th of May. Both are fully subscribed, so all the schools and students who got in early have taken up all those spots. But we're excited because it's an opportunity for them to learn, firsthand how Parliament works, and also, have their say on a number of different issues, which is always the best part of it, to hear what young people think. We get more wise as we get older, but sometimes it's the wisdom of youth that is the thing that makes you sit up and take notice.
Well, exactly, and the youth, they are our future, so it's good to hear that from their perspective. And, of course, as technology grows into the future, we need to adapt, but the young ones are virtually front and centre when we talk about technology and the changing of it all. Can you hear me there? Yeah, no?
I think I've lost you.
Lost you. We'll try and get him back. That's the Honourable Curtis Pitt, Speaker of the Legislative Assembly, and we're talking about the Queensland Legislative Assembly. We'll meet in Cairns for the sixth regional sitting of the Queensland Parliament from Tuesday 9th to Thursday 11th of May 2023. The changes in advance, it's great to have young people at the forefront, but also have their mind and from a young perspective in regarding steering this state forward, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really important that we do listen to what young people have to say. And, of course, you hear a lot of disparaging things about some of our young people in the community. Mm. I can tell you that whenever I see these youth parliaments in action, I'm amazed at just how smart they are at such a young age and just how confident they are in terms of getting out there and speaking in public and having your say.
Exactly. And look, they can make a career out of it. With yourself, Honourable Curtis Pitt, how long have you been in the game regarding politics?
Well, this is my fifth term as a Member of Parliament, so I've been around a while now. It's sort of around 15 years or so by the end of this term. So, I've certainly enjoyed the opportunity to represent my local community. Mm. And just yesterday we held a regional forum in Gordonvale. which brings together a whole bunch of people from around our local area to have input into government policy. But importantly, it was a chance to showcase the Southern Corridor of Cairns and what's happening. Mm. So, very, very proud to be the local member for Mulgrave and you know, Southern Suburbs of Cairns. There's a lot going on.
So you will throw your hat in the arena again next term? You there, Curtis? Curtis, you there? Sorry, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, lost you once again. There it is. They're playing with us. But look, all good. I got the gist of all. Thank you very much for sharing. So there's the date. Lock it in your diaries, you mob. Tuesday 9th to Thursday 11th May. And that's at the Convention Centre. And there's no cost with that, is there, for people attending?
No, it's absolutely free. Look, we've got over 2,000 students already booked in to visit. And, of course, managing those schools, there's subsidies available for those schools to assist with travel costs to visit. But, look, the general public, this is entirely free and a really good chance to see some of the people they might see on TV.
Yes.
But ultimately to really hear about some of the really important issues that are facing our community.
Yeah, beautiful. Honourable Curtis Pitt, thank you for the yarn. You take care and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Ref.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's the Honourable Curtis Pitt, Speaker of the Legislative Assembly, and he heads up the Queensland Legislative Assembly, which will meet in Cairns for the 6th regional sitting of the Queensland Parliament, Tuesday 9th to Thursday 11th of May 2023. Date claiming your mob. Want to check it out? Then go do that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
Stepping out of shit you don't like. Moonwalk away from the truth like Mike. Sugar spike, light a bed, it gets pathetic. We desperate, we feeling reckless, I get it. We getting lost in the message. And you always talking shit when there's nothing to say. And when I need you to show up, you get lost in the days. Feeling trapped in a maze, I'm feeling so out of place. Feeling like a young prince getting caught in the rain. And you purple in the face when you holding your breath. And you chasing that high, crashing down like a jet. Turbulence, got a brother on the fence. Self-defensive, full of fake. And you dancing with two lefts. You're my dog, I'm your vet. And you got nothing let I put you down. Lately I've been dealing with my back against the ground. Feeling like they're sending clothes and everything around. Gotta fix some sugar and you never make a sound. Sweet.
Sugar-coated lies, we don't wanna talk about it. Such a sweet disguise, and we just gonna dance around it.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it. Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it.
You if you don't fuck with yourself. I don't eat no sugar cause it's bad for my health. Keep that sweet simple shit out my ears, damn it's poison. Dulling my senses and numbing out choices. You running around voiceless, you loyal to a foe. Spinning those lies got you trapped in a void. I'm told I'm cold, you sold your soul for gold. It's bold to shed your mold when your palm is a globe. And I wouldn't stop if I coulda. Blood sugar shoulda crashed when you feeding that trash. When you falling that fast, man, that shit is a blur. When I'm spilling this tea, damn, it's hard not to slur. Yeah, dance around the truth like a tango. Trying to unchain it like I'm Django. Who you the cold kidding? I swear you never asked why. Got you addicted to big little lies.
Sugar-coated lies, we don't wanna talk about it. Such a sweet disguise, and we just gonna dance around.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it. Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it.
It'll all unwind if we keep pretending. And we hide behind rose-tinted lenses. If I light a fire, will you dance around it? Will you dance around? Sugar-coated lies, and we don't want to talk about it. Such a sweet disguise, and we just gonna dance around it.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it. Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high. Dance around it, dance around it.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high.
Dance around it, dance around it.
Chasing that, chasing that, chasing that high.
Dance around it, dance around it.
Thank you. this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Miss me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumbarib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls to that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, I want to give a big shout out to Cape York Peninsula Lodge, Indigenous owned. They've won a gold award, Australian Tourism Award. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Robert Poipoi. He's the chairperson of BEL. BEL is acronym for Bamaga Enterprise Limited. And got Brother Robert online. Robert, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Trevor. Good morning, Trevor. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, brother, beautiful. Good, beautiful language. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Robert?
Yeah, I'm Robert Poipoi. I'm from Bamaga, originally from Tai Bay, Thailand, on my mother's side. Yep. Yeah, and I born and bred in Bamaga.
Yes.
And, yeah.
To Delhi, my brother. And look, congratulations, Cape York Peninsula Lodge, winning a gold award at the Australian Tourism Award, Indigenous owned. So congratulations there. And tell us about, before we get to talk about Cape York Peninsula Lodge and the work that they're doing there, tell us about BEL, Bamaga Enterprises Limited. How long have you been the chairperson?
Yeah, Bamaga Enterprises Limited. I've been the chairperson since 2009.
Okay.
I took over from my predecessor, who was Reg Williams.
Yes.
One of the co-founders together with me.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, beautiful. And under that umbrella, what other businesses do you have under BEL?
Under BEL, we've got the BP service station, the Bamaga Tavern, the Bamaga Motel, the Cape York Peninsula Lodge, and we also own the Centrelink building that their leasing offer.
Yeah, they're leasing off you. Beautiful. So true entrepreneurs, true business people. And look, it must be going great guns because Cape York Peninsula Lodge, which is under that umbrella, under Bell, took out a gold medal award with the Australian Tourism Awards. I mean, how deadly is that, Rob? You're going to be very excited about that. And congratulations to the staff, the crew on board.
Yeah, that's very special to the company, the board, board of directors, and we're very over the moon and very happy to, like we've been in the running for it for the last 5+ years.
Yes,
and now we got the gold. It's very special for the community.
Winners are winners, they say, Brother Rob.
Yeah, definitely.
So, of course, and with all these enterprises, these businesses underneath Bell, there's got to be a lot of First Nation people employed with these companies, yes?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So tell us about the employment side of things and different industries, you could say.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the money that we make in the enterprises stays in the community,
yes.
Goes back to the community in terms of sponsorship, donations, building of infrastructure and, supporting the local community in every way we can.
Fantastic. And do we have any black managers there involved?
We've got Biwan Idai, my nephew. He's the manager for the BP service station.
Lovely.
And he's doing a really tremendous job.
Good. Fantastic. And what about the lodge? They just won the award, the Cape York Peninsula Lodge.
We employ local staff as well. And big congratulations out to the manager, Harrison, and all his crew and staff. And, everyone's involved in that lodge. Yeah.
Good, fantastic.
Big thank you.
Yes, big thank you. Now, with Cape York Peninsula Lodge winning the gold medal at Australian Tourism Awards, did you have representation at the awards on the night?
Unfortunately, we couldn't make it. We had other commitments, the board members. Our company secretary, Mark Lewis, and our manager, Harrison, they both attended the award to pick up the special award,
Good, now, fantastic. So that will be sitting front and centre at reception when you check in at the Cape York Peninsula Lodge. There's the trophy,
definitely.
Gold trophy, Australian Tourism Award. That is too deadly, my brother. And so the future looks great in regards to, businesses and employment for black people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's our sort of future direction, and for BEL to grow in the community to look at more employment for our locals.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, how many board of directors on board with Bell?
We've got 5 directors on board, and then we've got the general manager Tom Kelly and the company secretary Mark Lewis.
All right, a team effort. Now, what about, is Bell looking at any other opportunities of other businesses come on board under the umbrella?
Definitely, yeah. We've been scoping more different sort of avenues to make that business grow locally. And, I think we've got some potential there that we can look into expanding in tourism.
Great.
Good. For sure.
Yeah, for sure, brother. So you being the chairperson of Bell, is that a full-time job for you or do you have other work that you do, Robert?
No, I'm self-employed. I've got my own business as civil construction, with my own trucks and
too deadly.
Graders and stuff.
That's beautiful.
I do BEL as a part-time thing and definitely there
good.
For the community, yeah.
Well, look, that's great to see. The fact that you got your own business, you're a business person yourself, and then you're chairperson of an organization that looks after businesses. So what comes to the table is you're bringing knowledge about business, which is, had the reins as a chairperson since 2009.
Yeah, and with all our other directors, they've all got
Business background,
experience and knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, brother. It's a beautiful ingredient, a successful ingredient, and winning awards show that. So congratulations to the Bell organization, but also the Cape York Peninsula Lodge and the team and the crew there, winning gold at the Australian Tourism Awards. Thank you for your yarn there, Bella Robert, And all the best to you, and take care, and we'll keep in touch. If anybody's travelling north, they're looking for accommodation, Cape York Peninsula Lodge, why not?
Thanks, Bala Trevor. Yeah. Thanks.
You take care, Bala. We'll yarn soon. Big air, so.
Yeah, big air, so.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
well. A beautiful yarn there. That's Robert Poi Poi, chairperson, BAL. BAL is acronym for Bamaga Enterprises Limited. And they've got about four or five different companies under the umbrella. And one of the companies, Cape York Peninsula Lodge, just won gold at the Australian Tourism Awards. And that's fantastic. So congratulations there. And that's a yarn there we had with Robert Poi Poi, chairperson, BAL. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. With the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, in your dingy country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
I'm driving out to home to see my family. And I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. Red sand. As I drive closer to our place, there's a smile on my face, 'cause I can see some houses and some people there. When I drive across the river, I know I stay here forever. Spend my time with my family. Go out where we should be. I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out. Listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Everybody!
I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. Listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. I'll spend my time with my family.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800
422-416.
Open up my heart to relieve the pressure. Building on my chest. Once an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria's finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy, and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, 'cause it's heading in the wrong direction. And how many brothers out there getting lost in an intersection? I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. And even though I got four walls, this house doesn't really feel like home.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit of rum in the coffee mug.
We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind. Artificially creating bonds. Future for the children needs more than likes and shares. Pretend you're not listening and make out like you don't care.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off. A little bit of rum in a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum in a coffee mug.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. We're going to catch up and have a yarn there with the guys from QFCC. And we're going to talk about, well, QFCC is Queensland Family and Child Commission, and talk about the drive for youth advocates coming to Cairns. Well, they're in Cairns, having a yarn with Trendy Trev here now, and introduce these deadly people. We have Luke Twyford. He's a commissioner, and I brought a couple of bodyguards with him, pretty bodyguards, I will say. And that's Sarah Deeb, and she's a QFCC youth advocate, and also Sarah Kate Butler, Engagement Support Officer. A very good morning to you all. Hi.
Good morning, Trevor.
How are you all doing? Yes, girls. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Very good morning. We'll start with you, Commissioner. Drive for Advocates. So tell us about QFCC, its role, and let's talk about the drive, please, my friend.
Thank you. So the Queensland Family and Child Commission exists to make life better for Queenslanders. My job is to give advice to government on what are the key things for families and children that we need to do and change to get better life outcomes.
Yes.
So big focus for us, obviously, is the child protection system and the youth justice system. But more broadly across Queensland, we know there's housing pressures, there's environmental concerns, there's a whole range of issues that government needs to take action on. And what's really important to us is
we need to be communicating with our youth.
Big thing
to find the solution of the problem. But what's the problem?
Absolutely, you're right. And so the Youth Advocate Network is something that we really invest in, and we pay young people to share their ideas, share their passion. If they've got solutions to some of the issues in their lives, then it's our job to listen to those issues and to act.
Exactly.
So we're here asking more young people if they want to be involved. They can apply through our website and really have a fun time, but we'll actually pay them to tell us their lived experience, to tell us their ideas, tell us where things have gone wrong for them, maybe in school. Things haven't been as right as they need to be. So help us identify where those issues are, and we'll actually provide that advice to government.
Good, fantastic. What ages are we talking there, Luke?
So anyone between 14 and 25 can apply, and really how they get involved is up to them. A lot of online activity, if that's how they want to do. Meetings, face-to-face or online. And certainly we fly and travel people to Brisbane to actually meet with ministers, meet with the Premier, meet with government decision makers. So really up to each young person how much they want to be involved.
Yes.
But we'll pay them to hear their voice and to actually make sure their voice is heard.
You're saying age 14, so we're talking kids who are at school.
Absolutely.
And it's like a part-time job.
And they have amazing perspectives.
Yes.
And can actually change the way adults see the world when we take the time to listen to them.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. With that, because you're based in Brisbane, aren't you?
Yeah.
And this is across the state for Queensland?
But across Queensland. We want to hear from all Queenslanders on their ideas and solutions, and particularly First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people and children, to hear what's going on in their lives, what ideas and solutions they have. And we will amplify their voice, and we'll make sure government and other organisations listen and take action.
And these young people become staff members of QFCC?
That's
or
correct.
ABN number do they need? Or
So they apply to us, and we actually help them become a staff member with us. So they'll have a tax file number, they'll be a regular employee of ours. But it will be a casual employee, so that they will be paid for the number of hours they choose to work.
Can we talk about the pay? What sort of money we're talking here?
Don't have the exact details, but it's around between $20 and $30 an hour, is my understanding.
All right,
and
fantastic.
Really, you know, a young person might choose to do a number of days' worth of work. Helping us with our recruitment, for example.
Oh, okay, having more bodies on board.
Yeah, other times they might just do a one-hour review a document for us and send us a simple email back or send us a text message back.
Sure.
So that's just 1 hour of work. But, you know, everything counts in a young person's life, and I think it's really important for us and for government to respect and value the time young people take, and so therefore we pay them for their time.
Fantastic, beautiful. Thanks, Luke. I'll bring Sarah Kate Butler into the conversation, my sister engagement support officer. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, sis?
Yes, so my mob is Central Queensland, so Gurangurang, Gungaloo, Goongaroo and Imman.
Yes. Beautiful footprint. Big shout out to the mob there. And how long have you been in this role as engagement support officer?
Yeah, so I'm fresh, so I've only been around for about 3 months.
Okay.
But already it's been awesome just getting to know the young people that we actually work with. Working with Sarah, who's
I love
been a powerhouse.
With Sarah. Yeah, beautiful. So you've still got your training wheels on, sister.
Yeah, that's it.
Going for Luke's job.
That's it.
Look out, Luke.
Yeah, I'll support that.
Fantastic. So what does your job entail, sis?
So my job is within the youth participation team, and we work directly and hopefully just identify and also drive the initiatives, policies and projects that our youth are most passionate about.
Yeah.
Just to hopefully give them that platform to actually have their say
and beautiful.
Speak on the things that they're most passionate about. Yeah. So we have actually been here the last few days just trying to push out that recruitment drive.
Sure.
And actually meeting with stakeholders to gain some interest within our regional remote communities, but also we're wanting to hear from the First Nations young people with experience in youth justice and child safety systems.
I'll put to the table here, my people, DIG. Have you heard of DIG?
Yes. So we did
Deadly
actually,
Youth Doing Good.
Yeah, so we have had a few people refer DIG,
which
has been awesome.
Good.
So hopefully, we can meet with those guys in future.
And do you go to high schools to approach people, youths?
We haven't yet.
That's an avenue?
It's an avenue we are considering. So,
A lot of schools out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, thank you. Fantastic. Good one, Sarah. And over to the other Sarah, Sarah Deeb. You're a youth advocate with QFCC. So tell us your role and how long you've been with the company. And your Cairns girl, represent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to be good. Back.
That means I can borrow lunch money off you. It's just a week connected. tell me about your job and what job you do.
Yeah, I've been with the QFCC for about 6 months. And look, I work full time outside of this role. So it's really great that it's just casual work. I can do it, you know, during my lunchtime or after work. A lot of the time it's I'm reviewing something. For instance, at the moment I'm helping create a child rights monitoring framework, just using my experience with my younger siblings and me going, you know, I'm a bit older, but I was a child at some point. So
yeah, we were all born at a very young age.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but look, it's been really great to be able to bring my perspectives as someone who came from Cairns and had to move to Brisbane for better opportunities. But now I think it's really wonderful that you don't have to move for this.
Thanks to technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You can ring, you can
FaceTime, Zoom.
Letter if you want, anything.
Text.
Like, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of been saying to the team, like, we don't want young people here to be left behind.
No, exactly.
And sometimes it's what it felt like when it was in Cairns. And so this opportunity is really great to be able to, you know, be in the same room as a decision maker without having to leave your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Luke, with this situation, like I said, it's about finding the solutions to the problems.
Mm.
But first we need to know what the problems are. So having conversations with our young people, which is a no-brainer.
I mean, when you
say common sense, you know what I mean? Yeah. Government making rules and regulations, but haven't talked to the constituents or grassroots, could say.
Absolutely. You know, the real key to understanding someone is to communicate with them. And there's a lot of adults talking about youth justice and a lot of adults talking about education. But from my experience, when you sit down with young people and see the world through their eyes because you are open to listening, that's when you can identify different solutions that will actually make a difference.
Sure. And when you look at, like, for example, the crime rate, youth crime rate across this country, if not this state, there's something going on there. So we need to find and get to the bottom of it all, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It costs about $150,000 to have one person in jail, you know, for a year. There's $150,000 you can put on that individual for life coaching, for mental health, whatever the case may be. But that's why we need to have these conversations. I think this is a powerful vehicle to
Absolutely.
Do that. Yeah.
And you know, what young people tell me and what we see is that when they get involved in youth justice, there's a real backstory to that.
Yes.
Children don't wake up one day and decide to do the wrong thing.
Well, exactly.
There's a story behind it, and the more that we listen and understand what that story is, the more we can put in place solutions.
Yeah. And Sarah Kate, when you're looking at yourself as a First Nation woman, you know, sister, this is going to be to your heart, passionate about this and helping our mob rise, you know what I mean? You don't have to be sick to get better.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Every day and every way we can get better and better. And so you can't beat black on black as well. And QFCC taking on a First Nation person to deal with our First Nation constituents, our mob out there, that's a good bridge builder.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a great support for the young people that we do have. I think we currently have 5 First Nations young people in our youth advocates. And they're very passionate about, you know, making these issues known and how do we actually go about getting the help that these young people actually need. And I think it's a great vehicle as well because we are, as young people, we inherit the future impacts if we don't actually have the solutions and the support to actually get us there. So
I see this as a smaller scale of a voice to Parliament, voice to Queensland for our youth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up here. There you go. Because, and like having that yarn, you'll find some vibrant young person out there who's happy to get it all off their chest. You know what I mean? And talk about the situation. Because don't worry, you've got some really deadly activists out there, so to speak, at a very young age who voice their opinion. Well, we want to talk to you. That's what you're saying,
Absolutely.
Aren't you?
Not just talk to you. We want to listen to you and then take action.
Yes, two ears, one mouth.
Yes.
Using that order. Fantastic. Hey, great talking to you all. Thank you very much for coming in. This is fantastic. Please do keep in touch. So you're here doing the drive here in Cairns. And where other places? What other places are you doing drive for?
So we're going right across the state. Cairns was one of the first places we visited because we wanted to ensure we're reaching far north Queensland, our First Nations communities and our rural and remote Queenslanders. We'll be going out to Dalby, Ipswich, Toowoomba.
Okay.
I've got plans to get to Mount Isa in the coming months.
Okay.
But any young person that's interested, that's listening right now, if they're in Queensland, they can jump on our website, qfccc.queensland.gov.au, mm-hmm. or ring us on the phone numbers and just express interest.
Lovely.
And we'll reach out to them and help them with the paperwork Beautiful. And the application process.
Beautiful. Are you going Cape York, Torres Straits?
Yes, we're certainly reaching out to there. I've got big dreams and passion to visit there. We just need to work out the logistics.
You're white on the outside, black on the inside, Luke. That's beautiful. Fantastic. Hey, good yarning with you all. Thank you so very much. This is fantastic. We'll promote it here, of course, on our webpage as well. And we're having a yarn here on National Talk Black and government. And people do listen to the wireless. We are in the 21st century, but people got their Facebook and Zoom, whatever, but they do listen to the wireless. So, look, fantastic tool. And please keep this tool in mind in regarding promoting everything that you guys are doing. And doing a fantastic job. And, it's about... leading our young ones into the future, who are our future of this country, black and white. Yep.
Absolutely.
Nice meeting you all. Keep smiling and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thanks, Trevor.
All right, too deadly. A beautiful yarn with the guys the guy and the two beautiful girls there with QFCC, that's Queensland Family and Child Commission, and talking about the drive for advocates. So you mob out there who are looking for some extra cash or you want to get something off your chest and get paid to do it, well, QFCC is the organisation you need to be dealing with. So look, check out their webpage. You want to make some money. I mean, talking about age 14, you could be at school studying, but... probably sick of working at fast food. You can do a job like this and get paid to do it, you know, just having a yarn. I think that's deadly. And doing something you love and you're passionate about, the best job in the world. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black.